This is the closing market report for Wednesday, brought to you by Practical Farmers of Iowa and their Fertilizer Yield Program. Here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Mark Magnuson. We're on the phone today with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Bill, what did we see in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, a recovery, except in the corn. Double-digit gains in the beans and the wheat. And a couple of reasons for that. One is the China COVID crisis seems to be easing. They're saying it's this new variant over there is not as deadly as the previous one, and maybe allow them to ease their their controls on the economy over there. And another thing is that the rail strike looks to be they're going to avert the rail strike. It would be so damaging to the economy, and the Congress is going to act to step in to stop that. So that was helpful for the markets, particularly soys. And then recently, Chairman Powell started talking at the Brookings Institute. He's given a speech there, and the market sure liked what he was saying. The stock market rallied 400 points since he started talking. It was about 100 or so lower. And now it's up over 300. So that's probably helping the beans as well in the wheat.
That was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll have the numbers next. With input costs rising, it's critical to look for all opportunities to reduce reliance on purchased inputs. The new Fertilizer Yield Warranty Program with Practical Farmers of Iowa can help you get started on reducing purchased inputs. With support from PFI staff and a yield warranty, PFI will help you reduce nitrogen applications on your farm, saving you money and increasing your farm's resiliency. For more information and to fill out an application, go to practicalfarmers.org/fertilizer. March corn is down 2.5 at 667 even. January soybeans up 10 even at 1469.5. On the Merck, live cattle for December up 40 cents at 153.07. Feeder cattle for January up $2.47 at $180.47. Lean hogs for December up $1.80 at $82.90. Pork cutout for December up 92 cents at $90.87. And Class 3 milk for November up 1 cent at $21.04. Those are your closing market prices on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson.